Let's turn in our white books to number 34. This is a song that always reminds me of Pilgrim Camp. I guess this is the first place where I ever sung it. And we sing it often here, every moment of every day. And it's become one of our favorites at home. Maybe it's one of your favorites as well, because it so beautifully expresses the desire that we have for the Lord and that He has over us. Praise God. So let's sing that, number 34. Praise God. Sing it this morning. We want to be what you want us to be. Every moment of every day. They're not just words, Lord. It's not a nice song. But Lord, you put that desire in our hearts because it's your desire. It's your desire over us, Lord. And we pray, Jesus, that you will fulfill that desire in us today in a greater measure by your grace. Thank you for another day to serve you, another day to know you, another day to find you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that today we're called to walk with you and we can enjoy you. And we pray, Lord, that today will be rich with your working in our lives. We invite you, Lord. We open our hearts to you. We welcome you to come and speak to us, Lord. Deal with us. Make us to hear what you're saying, Lord, and understand what you want, Lord, at this time, and what you're offering to us, Jesus, and give us faith to receive it. Praise God. Oh, Lord, we have a wonderful day before us because we go into it with you. And we praise you, Lord, for all that you're going to do and all that you've already provided and all that you're doing that we're not even aware of, Lord. Perhaps today we'll see the overflow of your good work in our lives. We give you praise for it. We pray for the young people, Lord, on the campgrounds. Lord, we often pray for the campers, but we also have children down here at Watch Rock as well, and we know they're included in our prayers. Lord, bless those down in the village and in the cottage. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this good group of children and young people. We thank you, Lord, that they seem to be having a good time, and we know that you're coming to them, Jesus. And you have a definite work that you want to accomplish in every one of them. Lord, you know their condition, the condition that you brought them up here in. And Lord, what changes you desire to make and how you want to reveal yourself to them. And so, Lord, pour out your Spirit today in their gatherings, their worship services, morning and night. And as they have fellowship together, Lord, we pray that you'll pour out your Spirit upon them. We pray that you will give them open hearts, Lord, to reach out to Jesus and make them interested in the things that they hear about. Create an interest and a hunger in their hearts to experience these truths in their lives and to know you in the way that we see you in the Bible. Oh God, for those that are not saved, we pray that you'll bring them under conviction. We pray that you'll lead them to repentance. And we pray, Lord, that you'll give them faith to receive you as Lord and Savior. And many of the girls know you. They come from homes where they've had opportunity to find the Lord and have taken advantage of that, many of them. But we pray, Lord, that you'll deepen their walk with you, their love for you, their understanding of you and your ways. Lord, we just pray that the Holy Ghost will reveal Jesus to them through his word. And as he manifests his presence in the midst, let every one of these children and girls somehow experience in a greater way the love of Christ for them. And we pray that you'll fill them with that love, that they might love you as they ought to. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. If I have a little invested interest in the village this year since my daughters are campers, and we brought two girls from our church, and we're very happy about that. We had a little trouble getting the new people in our church interested in camp. These families, they don't know anything about Pilgrim Camp. It seems so far away, and in these days, people don't want to send their children and put them in the hands of people they don't know. But I guess they're trusting Lily and my recommendation. And we've been inviting people to come for some years. And this year, two of the young ladies came up with us. And that sort of encouraged my girls then to be campers as well. And so I'm glad. I like to see them walking down the street and down at the beach, and they seem happy. And I got little notes already that they're enjoying their time and the meetings. One of them wrote me and said, I feel the constant presence of God here on the grounds, and that's a good thing. Praise God. And so I know that they're up here expecting the Lord to really meet them. And we're doing that with them, too. Praise God. Well, Brother Eddie's gone, but the Lord is still here. Isn't that wonderful? And that's who we've come to meet. I like to meet Brother Eddie, and he's such an enjoyable fella. So friendly, and I don't think I could fill his shoes, but I'm going to try to be myself, and
That's the best I can do.
But I like to meet people. I know some of you here from years gone by, and then there are always new faces. Who has a new face? Raise your hand. And so I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better as we seek the Lord. You know, when you seek the Lord together, that does something to bind you together. You know, you'll always remember the people that you've sought the Lord with. You know, we'll meet each other 10 years from now and remember that time at Pilgrim Camp when God poured out His Spirit and we were praying for one another and God was just doing wonderful things in our life. And so it's that glory of God that unites us. Jesus talked about that in John 17, that we're united by His presence, by His glory. Praise God. And so we can expect to just be drawn closer to each other as we draw closer to the Lord. Praise God. Let's sing another song out of this book, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. We've been hearing about the grace of God, and I know it's in this number 92, white book also. Praise God. You've got to really sing this one out. And so if you have a voice, use it, okay? Wonderful grace of Jesus.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. A sinful striving, where shall its praise begin? Leading away my burdens, giving my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus.
In the chorus, the way it's supposed to be sung, okay?
Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountains, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for me and thee, broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sins. Jesus, reaching the most divine, worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord.
We worship and adore you.
I was praying with one of my daughters. We were at the altar. When they come up to the altar, I like to, somewhere along the way, put my arm around them and pray for them. I do that with Kenny, too. I'll put my arm on him, on his back, and I'll pray for him. And I know that after a short time, I'm going to feel a little arm on my back, and he's praying for me. Thank you, Kenneth. And he prays that the Lord will help Daddy to love him more and serve him better and all these good things that I pray for him, because they're good for all of us. But I was praying with one of my daughters, and sometimes when you pray, you'll notice that the Holy Spirit will direct you in and give you thoughts that you had not planned on praying. You've had that happen, I'm sure. And we yield ourselves to the Lord and just begin to open our hearts to him, and then the Lord begins to give us his prayer. And the prayer that the Lord gave me for her was, Lord, help her, put such a desire in her heart for you, and help her to recognize that that desire for Jesus is really your desire for her. You know, that's something, isn't it? We naturally do not desire God. The natural man does not desire, is not interested in the things of God. But God has a great interest in us. And whenever we feel a desire for Jesus, it's really his desire for us. And that's a wonderful thing to realize. That's you desiring me, Jesus. That's how you feel about me. And that's just a little taste. And as the desire grows, we understand that this is Jesus yearning over me. And when we realize that, then we're encouraged to seek him. Because if this is his desire for me, if he wants me to come close to him, if he loves me like that and longs for me, then I'd be foolish not to seek him with all my heart and yield myself to that desire and believe God to fulfill it in my life. You know, we can't love Jesus with our own love. That doesn't really satisfy him. But when God puts his love in our hearts and we begin to feel how much he loves us, then we can turn that love around and reach out to him and love him with the love that he fills us with. And that's really the only love that can really satisfy the heart of God. It's the love that he puts in our hearts for himself. And so I thought about that much after I prayed for her. And I've spoken about it a number of times since then. You know, God has a great yearning, a great desire over us. And we're not awakened to that. We're not aware of that as we ought to be. But every once in a while, we'll recognize a desire for God in our heart. Maybe it's just like a little spark. It's not a full flame yet. But when we recognize that, we ought to yield ourselves to God. You ought to tell him, Lord, I do love you. I do want you. I do want to know you. And then as you yield yourself to that, you'll find that God will cause the desire to grow. And he'll show you, even in a greater way, how precious you are to him. And then we'll be even more encouraged to seek him. I hope that you've sensed something of the Lord's desire for you while you've been here at camp. Sometime in the meetings, we just feel that. We feel such a desire for the Lord, a yearning for Jesus. We feel his love. We're awakened to his love. And I'm sure that God is going to have his way along those lines more and more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. And we know that we love you because you first loved us. It's your love for us that we feel in our hearts. And we're just directing it back to you, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to understand that this desire that we feel in our hearts toward you is really your desire toward us. And that makes it so much more precious. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to cherish these desires and to yield ourselves to them and to believe that you will fulfill them in our lives. That not only do you make us to want you, but you come and you satisfy that yearning. You meet us, Lord. And then you strengthen that cry so that you can meet us more and more and more. And we find that throughout our whole Christian life, Jesus, you're just leading us that way. And we can never get enough of you. And yet we're also quite satisfied to know you as we do. We pray that you will make us conscious of your great yearning over us in these days, Lord, in every meeting, Lord. We pray that you'll awaken us to that, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's continue to worship the Lord. I also was very blessed by our young people's participation in a prayer meeting the other night, or the other afternoon. And one, you know, it always takes one to break the ice, and then others begin to follow. And it was a real blessing. The time went quickly for me as people prayed and touched the Lord together. Praise God. And so don't just limit yourself to prayer meetings to do that, but who knows? Maybe the Lord will use you this morning yet. Let's sing another song and continue to worship him and open our hearts, see what he'll have for us.
Oh, good. Thank you. I didn't know what song to sing, so that's a good one.
Sure. Number 45 in the white. It's...
I have a friend so precious, so very dear to me. He loves me with a tender love. He loves me faithfully. I could not live apart from him. I love to feel him nigh. And so we dwell together, my Lord. knows how much I love him. He knows I love him well. But with what love he loveth me, my tongue can never tell. It is an everlasting love.
As we sing the last.
He knows how I am longing, some weary soul to win, and so he bids me go to free a loving word for him. He bids me tell his wondrous love and why he came to die. So we work together, my Lord and I.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Years ago, Brother Danny Costanza, gentleman that used to attend the Ridgewood Church, also spoke about a time in his life when seeking God seemed very dry. He didn't seem to be getting anywhere. He was seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he didn't have any sense of God's presence at all. And he said he was going to special meetings. They were being held, and after the meeting, he would pray, and it seemed like he went home and nothing had happened. People around him were getting filled with the Spirit, but not him. And so he was getting discouraged. And so he told the Lord, he said, I'm going to go to a meeting tonight, Lord, but when the meeting turns to the altar service, I'm coming home. And so he sat in the meeting, and then the meeting came to a close, and then people got down on their knees to pray. And he said he was stuck in the middle of the row. He couldn't get past these people. They were praying, and those people were in the way. So he figured, well, I might as well just pray then. So he knelt down, and then the minister came over to him and laid hands on him and said something like this, that sometimes when you seek the Lord or you seek to be filled with His Spirit, It's like drilling for oil. He said, the drilling is dry and it's hard, but if you persist in faith, you'll hit the oil. And you can imagine what happened that night. He hit oil. And the Spirit of God rose up and began to fill him, and he had received a glorious baptism in the Holy Ghost. And he was so glad that the Lord boxed him in there and kept him there that night and taught him a lesson. You know, and I think all of us go through times like that. I remember sitting at Pilgrim Camp, and I remember feeling like I wasn't getting anywhere. Everyone around me was getting blessed and getting filled with glory but me. But I'm so glad that we were encouraged to keep seeking. Believe God. Don't depend on your feelings. The Lord says, if you seek me, you find me, if you search for me with your whole heart. If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And sometimes we just have to just take the word of God and say, Lord, this is what you say, and I believe you're doing it, whether I feel it or not. And if you continue that way, you'll find that the Lord will honor that faith, and he'll come to you, and it'll be worth the wait, believe me. It'll be worth all the seeking that you put into it, more than worth it. Praise God. So thank you for that good word, Frank, and for reminding us and encouraging us to just get our eyes on Jesus and believe him and seek until we find. Praise God. Let's sing number 331. Frank reminded me of that song, Abide With Me. And that, of course, comes from that 24th chapter in Luke, where the disciples constrained him. Lord, don't keep going. Stay with us tonight. Stay in our home. Now, they didn't know exactly who he was, but they knew there was something special about him, and they wanted to hear more of what he had to say and spend more time with him. Praise God. So let's sing that. 331. 331.